Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bishop. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bishop. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Mealy moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mealy scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bishop, and towards Suter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michaels moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. McGee moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Vern Stevens. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Keegan now pitching. Manny Minoso now playing third base. Bud Stewart now playing left field. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0 for 3 in the game. Juist hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Fain reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee strikes out. Wilson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McGee out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 5, White Sox, 5. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. the White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.